Day 40, March 29th, Palm Sunday. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 42 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Nancy Lowmaster, Board Member Emerita, Class of 2011 and 2021. Some have observed that the most frequent divine command throughout Scripture is, "Do not be afraid." "Do not be afraid" is what God tells Abram when he laments that he has no heir, Genesis 15, 1-6. What the Lord tells the people through the prophet Isaiah as he reassures them of God's salvation even though the way ahead seems dark, Isaiah 43, 1-2. What the angel tells the women when the stone was rolled back, revealing an empty tomb, Matthew 28, 1-7. If "do not be afraid" is Scripture's most frequent command, the second may be "remember." Psalm 42 illustrates the close connection between these two commands. The poet is facing a time of uncertainty, challenge, even persecution. The psalmist feels deep anxiety and a distance from God. Fear threatens to overwhelm. But then the Spirit whispers, "Remember." Remember God's never-ending love poured out extravagantly in the past. Remember God's faithfulness to all God's promises to rescue and restore. Remember the community of the faith-filled, which buoys us when our own faith wavers, prays with us and for us when we are empty, and remembers for us when we forget. Remembering leads away from fear and toward hope, the assurance of God's loving presence with us. Remember and have hope, the trust that God will make a way even where there seems to be no way. On this Palm Sunday, even as we hold palm branches aloft, we stare at the deep darkness into which Jesus descends during Holy Week. Like the first disciples, we watch from the shadows as Jesus faces terrible cruelty and injustice, always trusting his Father and never abandoning the holy way of love and peace. As we each face our own dark times in our lives, may we be Christ-like in our trust. "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." Today's prayer. Lord God, I live so much of my life afraid, of circumstances I can't control, problems I can't fix, dangers I can't foresee. Help me remember your perfect love that casts out fear. Fill my heart with hope, not with a flimsy wish for the future, but with a confident assurance in your abiding presence and a deep trust in your saving grace today. In Christ I pray. Amen.